My name is Ziming Xu, Dr. Z. With me today is Tim Meinhardt, COO, Colin Plasblue, Technical Service Manager, and Juan Calpano, Software Architect at the TTSS. Thank you for joining me, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Today we are going to talk about why TTSS is considering Silverlight web technology and WPF down the road to enhance their existing signage solutions. And also we have some demos to share with you.
Let's start with you, Tim. Give us a brief background of TTSS and tell us why TTSS is considering to make changes to existing signage applications and solutions.
Yes. TTSS has been in operation since 1974. We're an industry leader in both interactive and non-interactive technology. Our vertical marketplaces are from hospitals and healthcare to universities, education, hospitality, commercial office buildings. What we have is a very stable platform right now, but we're recognizing the need to innovate. And through the needs to innovate, we've asked our customers what they're looking for. And what seems to be leading the charge is the ability to have both interactive and non-interactive on the same screen at the same time. We took a look around and we recognized that through the WPF software as well as through Silverlight, we were going to be able to not only meet the needs of our customers from a management perspective and ease of use from the user experience, but also be able to develop new applications that use interactive and non-interactive technology on the same screen.
To add a couple of comments to what Tim just said, really we're driven by two sides, which is obviously the need to innovate. Also, interestingly enough, the expectations of our clients are driving us forward. And it's very interesting that when we first began doing this, publicly interactive software, our fear was always that our software was too complicated to interact with the public that was not used to interacting with computers, whereas now, with the availability of technology on the marketplace, we are constantly striding to keep up with customer expectations as to the richness of the interface, the capability of bringing up various types of media and information, and integrating it all within the package that customers use and really is based on the expectations of the client.
You both mentioned the interactive and non-interactive applications. Tell us a little bit more about them.
Our two basic applications currently are an interactive application, which normally is used in venues such as hospitals, office buildings, universities, and various other places. The benefits and the capabilities of the interactive application is that they provide a user-driven interface, whereas a customer walking up to the unit can navigate their way, find, first of all, for example, if they're visiting a doctor's office or if they're visiting an office within an office building, they can find the pertinent information, such as floor, suite, as well as in certain mediums, get a map that leads them to the location and gives them text directions to the location. Our non-interactive application incorporates a lot more capability for rich media. So we have videos, we have the capability of bringing in live TV, as well as integrating PowerPoint presentations and a lot of different other media that's not necessarily created within our application, but can be brought into our application to enhance the user interface. As we go forward, I think that we have realized, again, both as from the input of our clients as well as from our own research and our own development internally, that the future lies in bringing the two capabilities together, having the rich media ability of our non-interactive application combined with the user interface capability of our interactive product.
Colin, what are the primary technologies that you have used to create those existing solutions?
On the interactive side, our current application is a Visual Fox Pro Windows-based application. And on the non-interactive side, we have, again, it's Windows applications, the .NET-based application.
So are these applications really working in isolated environments or they are in the connected environments?
Our applications are designed universally in mind in that they are designed to work anywhere from being installed on a single unit and working completely isolated from any other technology to being integrated into a network where the data management capability is someplace else on the network to being fully integrated with the internet and having the ability to manage data anywhere in the world. This is an example of one of our interactive units, which is located within a museum exhibit. And as you can see, the user has the full ability to scroll to a number of description screens that correlate to the various items in the exhibit that the unit is located within. For example, there's a lot of capability using the touchscreen to manipulate some of the items on screen and highlight the functionality of some of the machines that are within the exhibit, this being a fluoroscope, which is a very early version of an X-ray machine. And the user has full ability to navigate around a screen and various items. These type of screens are normally located within kiosks or wall cavities or sometimes on desks. This particular one is located within a kiosk that is inside of the exhibit.
What changes have you implemented or you are planning to implement?
We're very excited about the ability that Silverlight gives us to bring the interactive capability into our rich media non-interactive application. And really our non-interactive application uses web frames, which into which the Silverlight technology plays very well. And really at this point I kind of have to turn it over to Juan because he's more the expert on the development side.
Yeah, our ultimate goal is to have both applications running coexisting together in the same space. So basically having the ability to show dynamic content, showing data, and at the same time giving the user the ability to touch the screen and use their wayfinding capabilities. Because of our current architecture, we were able to embed Silverlight functionality to kind of, you know, use as a proof of concept. And that's what we're going to show next.
So Colin just showed the interactive application. What I'm going to show you right now is the other type of application we have, which is a non-interactive announcement presenter. Basically, gives us the ability to show data, live data from a scheduling system for events. And it also gives you the possibility of adding rich graphics content like backgrounds that you create outside of the program or that you can edit with the tool that we have to add text or different formattings. And at the same time, we can show a website on one of the zones of the screen, and in another one we've shown a PowerPoint presentation that we have. So basically it allows us to divide the screen in as many sectors as we want, and then we can send content to each one of the different. Okay, so what we're seeing here is a combination of the previous two applications. Basically, we have the same concept where we divide the screen in sections or zones. And over here, I have what could be the touchscreen application, right? So we have a company directory at a building, and then As we saw earlier, if I click here, I get, a map for finding my way, and could even get a video, if I come back here. And
so this is where you are using Silverlight?
Yeah.
Particular.
Yeah, basically,
area.
you can realize that this is a Silverlight application because it's running on a browser instance, and basically, when I click here, I get the map, but I get this little frame here, which is has some transparency, and that's a functionality we find in WPF and Silverlight. And over here in this area of the screen, I have I built this using a very simple approach, the Deep Composer, that allows you to get this kind of a collage. But the good thing about this is it responds to events, double click, or if I use a mouse wheel, I can get a zoom in, zoom out. And this could be great for us to show information about a map and give the user the ability to provide them the all the information in one page, and all they need to do is use the touchscreen functionality.
So you are really using the deep zoom technology for the PC just showed.
And this is a very simple example, but you know, there's server-like code right, responding to the events that my mouse move generates. The other important functionality here is videos, and this is just great because I can have a set of videos. We're thinking about the hospitality market, and you know, you have a resort, and you can have several videos of what you can do at the resort, and you know, you could present it this way. The other good thing about this is that as soon as you click here, it goes full screen. And but the application is running in the background. And whenever something happens, you know, this video will go off the screen and go back to the original screen. I have this full set of controls for the video, so it'll be full control of the whole of the experience. Back to the original size and still have this thing running here. What we're thinking is that the ability to show all kinds of content on the same screen allows us to expand the user experience, because at this point, usually what we show when somebody clicks here is a wayfinding map, and this is a very static approach. Now, as proof of concept here, if I click here, maybe I could show the video on how to get to that place, right? I'm showing an animation here, but it could be perfectly a video on how to get to the place you need to be at.
If I want to make any change to the application, is this something I can do as an administrator rather easily?
Oh, yeah. Well, since this is the our current application, it's very easy to do it because, you know, we basically use the editor. I have a list here of all our screens, and if I, for example, wanted to disable the resort videos that I have running right now, all I need to do is just click here and save my new distribution, and that's it. Even the duration of each screen, you know, can be changed at some point here, and all I need to do is express in the amount of seconds I want to, and save it, and that's going to be it. The cool thing here is that this is a Windows 32-bit application, but still it's running the Silverlight demo here. So I can see what's going on with this inside an application that was written several years ago.
Okay, so you are really using like the mini browser or the browser control?
Exactly. So with this prototype, what we've seen is the integration of data, touchscreen, and rich media in one screen with using Silverlight. In the past, this would have been rather difficult to do. But using Silverlight, we have the ability to easily integrate all these different kind of contents. And what's key here is the amount of effort. And with Silverlight, it has been proven that it's a real advantage.
This is a great prototype. Have you asked any customer, or are you planning to ask any customer to give you some feedback?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we plan on sharing this prototype with a few of our leading clients as we go into our development effort later on this year, at which point we'll develop the full product, and we look forward, based on the experience in this process, integrating the Windows Presentation Foundation as well as the Silverlight functionality into a lot of our other applications, such as our testing software, to allow us to really bring this rich media and data merger together in our products.
Silverlight can be used within a web browser or a Windows application. It will add a lot of functionality, and we think we're going to get a good feedback from our customers. And I think that for software architects, Silverlight opens the door for a lot of possibilities and integration with current applications or future applications.
Do you see any potential issues of for your customers to adopt Silverlight technology?
At this particular point, and of course with any new application, there will be challenges rolling it out. We think that this will be very gentle on account of the fact that it is a transition from our current applications. There will be a certain amount of knowledge transfer, as well as our client base is becoming much more technology savvy. And the Silverlight platform especially is, I think, very user-friendly. So I think from the customer point of view, the transition will be very smooth.
Tim, Colin, and Juan, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for preparing this wonderful prototype. It's been really great conversation with you.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.